If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy it is to greet you again today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a good day to be alive. God is still on His throne. He will take care of His own. His promises are true. He will see you right through, for God is still on His throne. Well, the Lord is blessing the ministry of Worth Baptist Church in a very remarkable way. These days of the fabulous fall of 1975 are indeed record-setting days in our history. We're enjoying the wonderful blessings of God on the Sunday school, the services of worship, our outreach around the world, our financial operations, our proposed building program. Every phase of the Lord's work is being blessed in the ministry of Worth Baptist Church. These days are seeing many hundreds of people coming together to study God's Word and to worship the Lord Jesus Christ and to adore Him. Isn't He a wonderful Savior? Do you not love the Lord Jesus Christ today? It's a wonderful thing to have the peace of God in our heart. And my friend, the only way you can have the peace of God in your heart is to have Jesus Christ as your Savior. What are your plans for today? Have you included God in your program? Is Jesus Christ a part of your life and your way of living? What about the church? Have you included the church and church attendance and Bible study and worship in your plans for this Lord's Day? I trust that you will. And if you're looking for a place to worship God, if you're looking for a friendly atmosphere in which to study the Word of God together and be a part of God's program of redemption, we invite you and your family to come and visit with us at Worth Baptist Church today. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. The textbook of the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church is the Bible. We teach God's Word only in every class and department in the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. It would be our joy to have you and your family and friends to come and study together God's Word with us in the Sunday School hour at 10 o'clock. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. Today is Thanksgiving Sunday. Have you paused yet to count your blessings and to see what you have to be thankful for? Truly, America has more to be thankful for than any nation under the sun. Our city has been blessed of God. Our state has been blessed of the Lord. Our community has been blessed of God. We have a great deal to be thankful for today. And I think one of the greatest sins, the cardinal and chief sin of today, is the sin of ingratitude. So many people have so much, and they have given God so little thanks for what He's done for them. Are you thankful today that you live in a country where you can worship God and work where you please and speak as you please and write as you please and live where you want to live and go to school where you want to go to school? Are you thankful for these things, my friend? Have you given God thanks for all of the blessings that He's given you in your life, in your home, and your family? Why not make today a day of thanksgiving? Now, I know that Thursday is Thanksgiving Day, but as far as the Lord's Day is concerned, this is Thanksgiving Sunday, and we invite you to come and join with us in a great Thanksgiving celebration as we thank God for all of the blessings that He's given us as a nation, as a city, as churches, as individuals, as families, upon your business and upon your home. God has bestowed many blessings. We ask you to come and join with us and share in a great Thanksgiving hour today in the services of Worth Baptist Church. Remember, our Sunday school is at 10 o'clock, our morning worship hour at 11, and our evening worship hour is at 7. On this Thanksgiving Sunday, we would be happy to have you come and share it with us. Remember, we are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. By way of Loop 820 and the Pauley Freeway, you can reach Wilbarger Street from almost any section of the city in just a few moments. Maybe you've been waiting for a special opportunity to visit with us, so we invite you to come today. Let me say one further word to our friends who wrote to us in the month of October. Our reproducing equipment, that is our tape duplicating machine, has been broken down for some time and we've been unable to get the part for it. But just as soon as we do, you'll be receiving your cassette tapes of the messages delivered on Worth Baptist Hour during the month of October. We ask you to bear with us just a few more days, and we believe these things will be forthcoming. In the meantime, we would like to hear from you this week by mail. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. It matters not where you live. It matters not what your state or status in life. We would be happy to receive a card or a letter from you this week. Write us today and address your correspondence to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Christ Typified. We're going to see some of the types of the Lord Jesus in our message today based on the Gospel according to John chapter 8, beginning at verse 51. And we shall read verse 51 through verse 58. But before we read the scripture, we'd like for you to pause with us in a moment of prayer. Maybe you have a special request today. Perhaps there's a particular burden on your heart. There's some difficulty in your life. We want to share that with you as we pray together right now. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we bring before Thee every need of this listening audience today. Some have some very serious problems. Some have some difficulties, some trials, some persecutions, some crises in their lives. And I pray today, right by the radio where they are, perhaps in the hospital sick room, maybe in the rest home, maybe in their own home, maybe in the motel or the hotel, or perhaps driving along the city streets or across the highways of the state. I pray today, Heavenly Father, that the Holy Spirit might convey the message of the hearts of the people to Thee, and that Thou wouldst in return, by the Holy Spirit, convey a message of comfort and consolation to every heart. Dear God, we ask especially for our shut-in friends, our senior citizens, and those who are incapacitated, those who are infirm and sick and not able to be out today. Heavenly Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit would bless them in a very real way. And may they know that in their long hours of illness and discouragement and despondency and despair, that Thou art very near. So may they exercise faith and confess the name of Jesus in this hour. In His name we ask it, and for His sake we pray, and with thanksgiving, amen. Now in the Gospel according to John, chapter 8, at verse 51, Jesus said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, Now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, If a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Whom makest thou thyself? Jesus answered, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say, I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him, and keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and how hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. There is a definite relationship between the Old Testament and the New Testament that makes the Bible one complete, continuing volume of divine revelation. Now bear in mind that we believe and base our message upon the premise that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, that it is the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of the living God. What is the relationship between the Old Testament and the New Testament that makes it this one complete volume? Well, in the first place, in the Old Testament, we have the interpretation of human need. By that we mean that all of the needs of mankind are laid out within the framework of the Old Testament, while in the New Testament, we have the revelation of divine supply. That is, the New Testament gives us the record of how God supplies all of the needs that man has. In the Old Testament, we have the unveiling of the human heart, while in the New Testament, we have the unveiling of God's heart. In the Old Testament, we have the questions. In the New Testament, we find the answers. In the Old Testament, we discover four basic problems as we read through it. Problem number one, the Old Testament is a book of unexplained ceremonies. Number two, the Old Testament is a book of unachieved purposes. Number three, the Old Testament is a book of unsatisfied longings. Number four, the Old Testament is a book of unfulfilled prophecies. Now let's open the New Testament, because in the New Testament, we discover the solutions to all of these problems. All of the unexplained ceremonies of the Old Testament are explained in the New Testament. All of the unachieved purposes stated in the Old Testament are achieved in the New Testament. All of the unsatisfied longings that are given in the Old Testament are satisfied within the pages of the New Testament. And all of the unfulfilled prophecies within the framework of the Old Testament are fulfilled within the pages of the New Testament. So these problems are readily solved as we bring together the Old Testament and the New. In the Old Testament, we have one central, basic, fundamental message, and that message is this: Jesus Christ is coming. In the New Testament, we have one central message, and that is this: Jesus Christ is here. In the Old Testament, we see the Christ of prophecy. In the New Testament, we have the Christ of history. In the Old Testament, we see the problems. In the New Testament, the solutions. In the Old Testament, the questions. In the New Testament, the answers. The Old Testament and the New Testament explain and interpret each other. In the Old Testament, we have the preparation of the Redeemer. In the New Testament, we have the provision of the Redeemer. The Old Testament is to the New Testament what a foundation is to a building and what roots are to a tree. Now, when we consider all of these things, these relationships, we can see immediately that the Old Testament contains many types of the Lord Jesus Christ. In my text, Jesus said, "Abraham saw my day and was glad." Now let's see some of the types and symbols in the Old Testament that typify the life, the ministry, the death of the Lord Jesus Christ within the pages of the New Testament. Remember now that the Old Testament and the New Testament explain and interpret each other. One without the other is not complete. In fact, one without the other does not really make good sense. But when we bring them both together, we can see the unending cycle of the fulfillment of the prophecies that God gave a long time ago. Now let's consider, in the first place, Adam's sacrificial animal is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Genesis, chapter 3, we have the story of the creation, or rather the temptation of mankind. God created man, chapters 1 and 2 in Genesis, and then in chapter 3, the temptation by the devil, and we call it the devil's dirtiest deal. Now, when man disobeyed God, he saw that he was a sinner, and he tried to hide himself. You know the story, how that Adam and Eve took the fig leaves and sewed them together and tried to hide their nakedness. And when God came in the cool of the day to have fellowship with Adam, calling his name, Adam ran and hid. And you know, many people are trying to do that today. They're hiding behind church membership. They're hiding behind self-righteousness. They're hiding behind some empty profession they've made somewhere, sometime in their lives. But my friend, you cannot hide from God. No more than Adam could hide behind the fig leaves, you cannot hide behind the fig leaves of your hypocritical profession of faith. You must have the real thing. Now, when God saw what Adam had done, he killed a little animal and took the skins and covered the nakedness of Adam and Eve. And that little animal who shed his blood, that Adam might have his sins covered, becomes a wonderful and remarkable type of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, God comes to us through the blood of his Son. God came to Adam through the blood of a sacrificial animal, and that animal is a wonderful type of Jesus Christ. Then in the second place, Abel's lamb is a type of Jesus Christ. In the book of Genesis, chapter 4, we have two men with two offerings. First, Cain made his offering to God. Cain's offering was the fruit of his own labor. It was the productivity of the land, something that he had done himself. And that offering was not accepted before God. Neither is your labor accepted before God for your salvation. In Titus 3:5 we read, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he hath saved us." We read in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." So, my friend, your offering of your own making, of your own production, will not be accepted in God's sight. The second man was Abel, Cain's brother. Abel offered the firstling of his flock. It was a blood sacrifice, and it was accepted of God, a type of Jesus Christ. You see, the only approach to God is through blood. There is only one way for us to reach God, and that's through Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who shed his blood on Calvary's tree, that we might be brought to God and to salvation and to forgiveness of our sins. In Hebrews 9:22, we read that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Hebrews 11:4 tells us that Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, and his blood sacrificial offering was accepted by God and became a type of the Lord Jesus Christ, who offered himself through the sacrificial death upon the cross to become our Savior. So Abel's lamb becomes a type of Jesus Christ. And then in the third place, Abraham's lamb is a type of Jesus Christ. In the book of Genesis chapter 22, we have there the story of Abraham obeying God, going upon Mount Moriah to offer Isaac to God. But when God saw that Abraham was going to obey him fully and completely, he had there Isaac ready to be offered. And Isaac said, "Father, here's the wood and here's the fire, but where is the sacrifice?" And Abraham said, "My son, God shall provide himself a substitute, a sacrifice." And so out of the thicket, Abraham took the little ram, and instead of offering Isaac his son, Abraham offered the little ram. And that little animal, precious as it was, became a type of Jesus Christ, whose blood was shed for the sins of the world. Jesus Christ is the only Savior. He's the only way to God. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me." So the little ram that Abraham offered in the stead of Isaac becomes a type of Jesus Christ. And then the Passover lamb. Oh, what a beautiful picture in Exodus chapter 12. The Passover lamb becomes a type of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the night of their departure out of Egypt, the children of Israel sprinkled the blood upon the doorpost, and when the death angel passed over, God said, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you." My friend, our Paschal Lamb, our Passover Lamb, Jesus Christ has been slain for us according to 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7. And when God sees the blood of Christ applied to your heart, He will pass over in judgment, and you are safe and secure forever in Christ Jesus, the Passover Lamb, who was slain for your sins. And then finally, Aaron's sacrifice is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that back in the history of Israel, on the 10th day of October, Tishrei the 10th, the Day of Atonement, the high priest alone went into the Holy of Holies with the blood of a sacrificial animal, and there he sprinkled that blood upon the mercy seat, and there he made an atonement for the sins of Israel. What a beautiful picture, what a perfect type of our Lord Jesus Christ, who went into the heavenly Holy of Holies, taking not the blood of some sacrificial animal, but taking His own precious blood, and there offering Himself as an atonement for the sins of the world. John says, "Behold the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world." All the world today can come to God through Jesus Christ. He invites all men, because He alone, as our High Priest, entered the Holy of Holies, and through His own sacrifice, made an atonement for our sins. My friend, let me ask you today, have you trusted the Christ of God? Do you have Jesus Christ in your heart, in your life? Is He your Savior? Do you know Him in the pardon and forgiveness of sins? Have you anchored your faith in Christ? What are you trusting today? Your righteousness, your goodness, your works, your church membership? Well, my friend, none of these can avail. Only the blood of Christ, the Lamb of God, for sinners slain, can forgive you of your sin and save your never-dying soul. I trust this moment by the radio that you'd anchor your faith in Him. I have this footnote, and I shall be through. It is not enough to hear about the Lamb of God. You must experience Him. And the only way that you can experience Christ is for you to open the door of your heart and let Jesus Christ come in. Do it now, and may God bless you as you do. As the broadcast comes to a close today, we again invite you to share with us on this Thanksgiving Sunday, a tremendous Thanksgiving celebration here at Worth Baptist Church. In the Sunday school hour at 10, the morning worship hour at 11, and the evening worship hour at 7. Remember our location, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. So until next Lord's Day by radio at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And, as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.